Catholic League, Joe Biden's Deceptive Language on Abortion is Orwellian. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 4, 2022. President Joe Biden's use of euphemisms and rhetorical subterfuge to describe abortion as healthcare is Orwellian, writes Catholic League President Bill Donahue. Commenting Thursday on President Biden's State of the Union remarks, Dr. Donahue notes the president continually omitted any reference to what abortion actually is, preferring instead to speak vaguely about the rights of women. We all know that abortion means the killing of an unborn baby, but almost none of those in the pro-abortion camp likes to say such things, Donahue writes. Biden addressed this issue by saying, "Folks, advancing liberty and justice also requires protecting the rights of women." By this, Mr. Biden did not mean the right of women to be free from sexual harassment in the workplace or the right of women to exclusively compete with other women in women's sports, but only the right to abort their child, Donahue observes. The constitutional right affirmed in Roe v. Wade, standing precedent for half a century, is under attack as never before, Biden added in his address. If you want to go forward, not backwards, we must protect access to health care, preserve a woman's right to choose, and continue to advance maternal health care for all Americans. For Biden, aborting babies is health care, Donahue writes. That itself is Orwellian. He never tells us what the woman is choosing to do. To put it differently, what is the object of the verb choose? In his address, Biden also reasserted his support for the Equality Act, the most radical, anti-nature, anti-religious liberty piece of legislation ever proposed, Donahue adds. In point of fact, if Americans knew what the Equality Act entailed, they would be overwhelmingly opposed to it, he declares. Hence the need to speak about it in a deceitful manner. Biden's deceptive language is deliberate, Donahue concludes. He does not want the American people to ponder exactly what his sexual policies mean. His rejection of nature, and nature's God, is all the more sick given his self-proclaimed devout Catholic status. Follow it, Williams Rome.